Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is out there for everyone. I'm Corey Lowe. I'm from Chicago. Let's begin. Welcome to the Guard Your Heart podcast. You know, the theme of today's message is simple. There's someone you know, and I'm not saying this is a close friend. Hopefully it's not a family member, but there is somebody that you know, and they are jealous of you. They want your position. They want what you have, and you need to be mindful of that. There are also those who potentially just want to see you fail, who want to see you not live up to the person that God called you to be. And it's only because their own self-worth is down. They have no self-confidence, no self-love for themselves. So they want to see you fail because misery loves company. Part of guarding your heart means being aware of those who don't have exactly your best interests in mind. Sometimes you only figure that out when you're going through things. Trust me, once you go through something, you'll see who your friends truly are. They'll reveal themselves and everyone else around you who is not truly in your favor, who is not someone you truly need to be completely close to. They'll show themselves as well. People's responses will really show you who they are when you go through adversity. And when someone shows you who they really are, the best thing you can do is believe them. And then the next thing you want to do is respond accordingly. Sometimes you need to distance yourself. Sometimes you got to show love from afar, pray for them, but you have to protect yourself in the moment as well. Sometimes you have to cut that person out of your life completely. You have to be like, okay, I understand. I wish you nothing but love, but I got to keep it moving. And you respond in love. You respond in forgiveness because that is healthy for yourself. Part of protecting yourself is choosing a positive response, a positive loving reaction over a negative one. It's better for you physically and mentally. But then you still protect yourself and you still keep it moving and you say goodbye to that person. We have to remember that bitterness is unhealthy. We don't want to keep a piece of that person in our lives because we're holding on to a negative emotion and giving that person power and also not living our best life. For our own sakes, we have to rise above it. Now, we're actually going to go back to back with this conversation, because I want to get into on the very next episode that I release why some people may do what they do, why they feel that jealousy. But that's for the next episode. Right now, we're focusing on what we need to do and what we need to be mindful of. The fact of the matter is, sometimes even your most close personal friends can feel jealousy, and we have to show grace for them when they do, and we have to show mercy. And of course, we have to distance ourselves and be mindful, but you don't have to lose a friend completely just because they're jealous. You got to be willing to show love, give them room, give it time, and you have to give them a chance. And that's okay. You know, when Job in the Bible was going through everything that he was going through, his friends didn't exactly give him the best response. They chose to pretty much kick him while he was down and insinuate that everything Job was going through was because he had did something wrong and sinned and messed up. And it got to the point where God had to step in and tell his friends that you guys are wrong, and Job had to pray for his friends so that they could get mercy and forgiveness from God because they were in the wrong. Now, the Bible says that after Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes and gave him even more than he ever had before. Now, that takes a lot of character to be going through everything that Job had went through, losing family members, losing possessions, losing wealth, all to be tested. And then at the same time, he has to go and pray for these guys. His friends, yes, they were his friends and he did love them, but he had to keep calm and pray for somebody else while he was still going through everything that he had gone through. It would have been very easy for him to simply dismiss them and say deuces, but instead he chose the higher ground, which was better for himself in the end, and he didn't even realize it. He just did the right thing. And that's how we have to be in those moments. We have to still choose to do the right thing. Now, as we left off, I said how Job was able to keep his friends, and he increased. God increased him still. Sometimes, unfortunately, the only way for you to increase is to remove yourself from that person. King David, for example, he loved his wife Michal. He did everything he could to be with her. They had a really good, strong, loving love story. But because he did something that we as believers are supposed to do anyway, he ends up becoming estranged from her. After he finally submits his victory and establishes his rule as king, he's out there, he's dancing with commoners, and he's dancing before the Lord rejoicing. He's not doing anything crazy, he's just celebrating, being happy that God is taking care of him, and that he's won, and that he can now sit atop as king, and that he doesn't have to worry about Saul or his enemies trying to kill him anymore, at least in that moment, right? So his wife sees this, and she despises him for it, because in her eyes, a king shouldn't dance before commoners like that. In her eyes, he became a fool. She despised him in her heart, and she even tries to call him out for it. And David goes, "Look, I'm only here because God chose me, and he put me in this place. So I'm going to dance like this and even more foolishly before God and everybody else, those commoners, they're still going to look at me with honor." And the Bible says that Michal had no child until the day of her death. This is the same woman who was willing to defy her own father, the king, to protect David while he was going through adversity and being chased and hunted down by her father. Now all of a sudden, she hates the man, because he's happy and he's where he's supposed to be. We have those type of experiences in our lives where we can be bonded with somebody while we're down, while we're progressing. But when we reach the top, when we reach that place we're supposed to in life, that person ends up turning their back on us and resenting us for it. And all that we can do is just show love and keep it moving. You know, it's really sad that Jesus wasn't able to do a lot of miracles in his hometown simply because everyone looked at him thinking, "Who does he think he is? I know him. I knew him when he was younger." It doesn't matter that Jesus was the Son of God. It doesn't matter that he was God made man in the flesh. It doesn't matter that he was actually performing miracles and doing things. Everybody just saw him as the carpenter's son, and they couldn't get that image out of their minds. "Oh, this is just a carpenter's son." So they didn't have the faith. They wasn't willing to receive him. And the Bible says Jesus only did a few miracles there. Jesus said only in his own town, around his own kin, and around his own people is a prophet without honor. So you'll get love from the rest of the world more so than you will from your own people sometimes. So while we will naturally say to ourselves, "Oh, this is my family member, I'm supposed to get XYZ. I'm supposed to get this type of love, this type of support." It doesn't matter just because you're blood. It doesn't matter just because they've known you their whole life. They, like anybody else, can still choose not to have your best interest at heart. As I keep telling you guys, it's always going to be a choice, and a daily choice that we have to make as we continue to live in this imperfect world that we live in. Remember, everyone who says that they're here for you isn't completely here for you. Everyone who says that they love you and they'll pray for you isn't exactly showing you the love and prayer that you need. God will deal with those people accordingly. You have to leave it in His hands. You just need to be mindful and aware and protect yourself. But that's all for today, guys. Remember to please like, subscribe, share, support. Please keep sending me your prayer requests. We'll talk about this some more in the very next episode. And as always, let's end in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your everlasting love and mercy upon us, Father. Lord, I ask that you continually work in our hearts, Father, so that we are not holding aught or resentment or jealousy or envy towards anyone, so that we can truly walk in love towards everyone, Father. I just ask that you continually work in our hearts and strengthen our hearts and correct the flaws inside of us so that we can support those who need it, so that we can be there for others, so that we can truly be brothers and sisters in the faith, Father. I just come against jealousy and slander in the name of Jesus, and I just pray, Lord God, that we would have others' best interests in heart, that we would walk in love, and that we would love those as you have loved us, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you all for listening.